We are happy to be back in the house of God. That we may worship God. And we submit ourselves to Him. So that which He desired of us may be accomplished. There is no joy or happiness that we can have than to be in that perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen.
In whatever situation we can be in, sometimes we interpret joy in our own maybe understanding as humans. But there's something that is beyond that. True joy or even all trueness is in God. I understand one time Brother Bram preached in the message Life. He says we look at things that we think this is life. And even we come to our own interpretation of who and what God is. Because we have our own imaginations. But he says in that place, let's come out of our imaginations and go way back before there was anything. There in the eternity of God. And then from there, we can draw what we must be and what we should be. Because he says, out of eternity, that great eternal spirit, you know, drew out what is called time. Because he was in eternity. There was no yesterday, no tomorrow. So he brought in this what is called time, which the Bible says in the beginning. And then he says in that beginning there was the word. And that word was with God. And that word was God. So it was the expression of that eternity being brought into time and into substance. Amen.
Amen.
That can be seen and felt. And then he still came down from the word, which is the logos, that theophany, and then he came down to be flesh in Jesus Christ, and he even took our sinful state so that he can bring us back amen. Into that which was in the beginning. That's why we are here. We are in this flesh. This is not the real thing. It's something that was given us for a time. So that in this, we will now maybe use it. Like Paul says, I take my body under subjection. So that this can be a servant to take us back to where we originally were. Even as Paul said, we are all going to be gathered and then we'll be subjected under Christ. And then Christ, who is the Son of God, will subject himself under the eternal spirit God. And then God will be God over all. Amen. So we are very thankful to the Lord who gives us such moments that will give us the inspiration, the understanding, and even the desire to be what we should be. We are not, figuring out what we should be. That is the problem with the denominationalism. It's a man-made thing that is used to bring people to an imagination of how God wants us to be. That's why Jesus said, "You are blessed, Simon by Jonah."
Simon Bajona.
Because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. But my Father which is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So when the heavens reveal heavenly things, it will bring a nature upon us to desire not something that is earthly now. Amen. Amen. But that which is heavenly. At the time Jesus was about to die, his disciples came to him. Why should you go?
Why would you?
But Jesus told them,
yes,
let not your hearts be troubled. We are going through this phase, but it is good for you that I should go. Amen.
Amen.
But they were not sort of antagonistic to, the purpose of Jesus. Because they called him Christ, who is the Messiah. They loved him. They respected him. They loved to be in his company. Now, because of that human aspect of it, it gave them a human interpretation that he must always be with us. Can you see? But Jesus told them,
yes,
that is not the thing.
Amen.
Amen. It's even expedient for you, for me to go. Because if I go, then the Holy Spirit will come.
Then
Amen.
Amen.
And then you have the true interpretation of fellowship with God. Amen.
Amen.
Because, sometimes, we are overtaken by the wrong things. God can do great things in our midst. The sick can be healed. The mother of Samuel. The prophet Samuel, Hannah. Hannah says, you take people from the dust and raise them up. Yes, that's something that God does. We appreciate that. We appreciate miracles. We appreciate blessings. But all those things, they are nothing to that which God has called us. And if God can give us that desire to be, what we should be. Some of us were made to be musicians. Some are good players of these instruments. Some are preachers. All these things, if God gives you that. It gives you, you know, a joy that God has given me something to do in the kingdom. But that is not the end or the purpose. You are just given these things as instruments to take you to the real thing. And I want to believe God has given us these times that we may be stirred in our hearts that we desire that real thing until we won't be, you know, just enjoying the miracles of God. Not even enjoying this life. Amen.
Amen.
But we are taken into that which is eternal. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God. We are happy to have all those who are still coming in. Amen.
Amen.
We are really enjoying the presence of the Lord. Amen. Even as I'm saying, even that presence of God that is among us is not the real thing we want. We want to be there.
Amen.
Not a visit from God, which is very good. But when that visit to stay our hearts that we desire the real one. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we are here. God
Amen.
Bless you. So let's just turn in our Bibles to the book of Colossians.
Book of Colossians.
Colossians chapter 3.
Colossians 3.
We'll just read from verse 14 up to verse 17.
Book ya Colossians chapter 3, tizavere ngandi mea 14 kufika pa 17.
Colossians chapter 3.
Apoloso, Mutua 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Colossians chapter 1.
At Mutua 1.
Verse 14.
Nehemiah 14.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created and are in heaven, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Kupita mwa iye zonse zinalengedwa ziri mu mlengalenga na paziko la pansi. Zamene zioneka na zasaoneka, ufumu, ufulo, mpamvu, zonse zinalengedwa mwa iye for kwa iye.
We go back to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. We'll just read verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
Ine kungana kapolo wa ambuye niku sakirani kutimwende mokwanira kulingana na utenga.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word.
Ambuya dalise kuverenga kwa mawe yao.
We may be seated.
Ngaleko panzi.
Amen. As I was saying,
Mamene nalukambira,
we are here for a purpose.
Jiripano nalingo.
We are not here because of our own.
Stiripano kambaka ise.
But the scripture says,
Malembo ya kamba,
wherever two or three be gathered,
Pamene pali wavili atatu wakumana,
there I am in their midst.
Nilipo pakati pao.
Now maybe we can just look at it this way.
Chingachangani mjirai.
It's not where two or three just organized to be together.
Sipa maro chape pamene vantu vavili vatatu vapango tivapezete.
But it is when God Himself gather them, then He'll be in the midst. Amen. So we are here. I believe God has gathered us. So we want to speak on we have been called. Amen. Amen. We did not come on our own. We were called. And because we were called, we are the called. Amen.
Amen.
So the Church of God, you know, did not just come to God, but the Church was called.
Mpingo unaitanidwa.
Amen. So now when we take the word calling or call,
mukatenga mliwi yokambati kuitanidwa, kuitana.
It is not that you are being drawn.
Siku donsedwa.
You are being drawn.
Nikudonsedwa.
Your attention is being taken.
Nzeru zanu za
somebody wants you somewhere and he calls you. So when you are called, like we have Brother Jesse there. I say, Brother Jesse, come here. So when he comes to me, he doesn't come to me and then start talking himself. You know what, Brother James? I have come here. You know, I want you, tomorrow, you do this and do that.
When things are done right, I'll be surprised. But I'm the one who has called you.
Now, you are kunduza.
But you are the first one telling me what to do.
Yeah, in and the
it's me who has called you.
There is me the witanira.
You hear what I've called you for.
See. So we are called.
Tonight I need you.
And God has called us.
Mulungatuza.
Because he who has called us,
he
is the one who has the agenda. Amen.
Amen.
So that's why we are so happy that we did not come on our own, but we were called. Amen.
Amen.
Now, there's something that goes with calling. And again, like we are all here. Yeah, I can say, old brothers, stand up. You don't have any doubt in your mind. The sisters will just keep on sitting. Because I've said brothers. If I say all the boys, stand up. The old ones will just sit. So there's something that makes us know who is being called or who is being instructed. Although we are all men here, but when I say now, Brother Andrew, come here, you don't have in your mind, Brother Andrew is a man. Since Brother Andrew is a man and has been called, I'm also a man. I can also go. We don't do it that way. So, the name brings down, or it brings us down to a particular thing. I think that is the purpose of names. So that it can individualize a group of people, you know, each one. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, we have been called.
Taitaniwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you respond to that call,
ukayanka kukuitaniwa uko.
As I said, it must be specific.
Manena kambira chifini kongala chokwanili sidatu.
Can you see that?
Machuona.
Because another thing,
chintu china,
people can be called.
Vantu angaitaniwe.
And then you see people going this direction.
Mwana vantu waenda mbali aizi.
And you say, they are going there.
Waenda uko.
I can also join them.
Naini ninkali mbali yao.
Yes, you join them.
Mwangala mbali yao.
But you have not been called.
Wamasuna itaniwe, yes.
That's what happened in Egypt.
Yes, now sit on Egypt. Amen.
The people came out.
Pamene vantu anatoka.
The promise was to the children of Abraham.
Lonjezwe nali kuvana va Abraham.
But they were also the mixed multitudes.
Koma kunali mbali ya guru yosiyana siyana.
They also came out.
Nao vanatoka. Amen.
But
koma
in the mind of God,
munzeru za Mulungu,
they were not there.
Svanalipo vaja.
Because as far as God was concerned,
kulingana na Mulungu kuziva kwake,
he was calling Abraham's children. But these others, they joined. When they were at the Red Sea, they were singing and jumping and praising God. There's nothing bad with praising God. Yet they had not been called.
Yes.
But they were there.
Amen.
Yet they were not called. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we go to Exodus chapter 33. If you can bring it out there, so that I can read it faster.
Exodus 33.
Verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou sayest, I know thee by name, and thou hast found also grace in my sight. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Amen.
Amen.
So Moses was given a commission by God.
Mose anapasidwa kutumiki.
And God is telling Moses,
Mulungauza Mose,
I know you by name.
Nikuziva pazina.
But Brother Ariel told a priest to us the other day,
Abale Ariel anatira alikira siku ina,
when Moses was born,
Bamene Mose anabadwa,
he was a goodly child,
analikuoneka bwino mwana,
and God knew
Mulungu analikuziva
what he was going to be,
atazankara,
and what he was going to do,
nazamene azachita,
and then he called him.
Anamuitana.
Can you see that?
Machuona.
But here,
kuma apa,
you know, Moses,
Mose
was known of God
when
he was born, when he was put on the river, when he was put in the house of
Pharaoh,
when he was When he ran away after killing that Egyptian, and he was 40 years in Midian, God had all that history. And yet God says to Moses, I know you by name. He zeroes down now on the name. Not on the experiences of Moses.
Not on the
goodness of Moses. Not on the humility of Moses. But he says, I know you by name. What is in a name? Because when we are called, there must be something that must connect us to the caller.
But it's in which I mean it's funny because it's good is an anoitana. Yes.
My name,
Zinaranga,
will connect me to the caller.
Is any good is an anoitana.
Because he mentions my name.
Chivkwa Aitana Zinaranga.
Then I can go. Amen.
Amen.
So here we have Moses.
Apatrinae Mose.
God says, I know you by name.
Nikuziva Pazina.
Amen.
Amen.
So. The name
Zina
had something to do with the commission.
Chinani na chochita na utumiki.
Amen. It is God who is calling him.
Ni Mulungu amena muitana.
And he says, I know you by name.
Nikuziva pa zina.
And he called him by that name.
Anamuitana na zina yake.
Nothing could be achieved
kulibe chinga kwani lisike
if he had not been called by that name.
Ngazana itanidwe pa zina ija.
Amen.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
Something to a name.
Kulichina pa zina.
Amen.
Amen.
In chapter 5 of the book of Genesis,
mu 5 in book of Genesis,
let's just read verse 1 and 2.
Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
This is the book of the generations of Adam in the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
Mukazi na mamuna anawapanga iye veve na kubadalisa na kubatula zina Adam musiku wanapangidwa.
Amen. So can you see we can go way back to the beginning?
Maona tingabwelele kuchiambi.
And there we see
tingaone umo
God calling his creation or the people he had created.
Mulungu kuitana chilengedwe chake anapanga.
And what he called that man.
Natamini anaitana uyo muntu.
He says his name was called Adam.
Atizina yake anaitanidwa Adam.
Amen.
Amen.
There is a reason and a purpose.
Palilingo yamene anachifakira.
That he called him Adam.
Chamene anamuitanira Adam.
Amen. Let's go to chapter 3 of the same book of Genesis.
Tiende ku book ya Genesis mutu wa 3.
We just read there verse 20.
Tingaverenge ndime ya 20.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 20, it reads, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living.
Adam anaitwa na mkazi wake zina Eve, chukua anai mai wazi nkuzonse za moyo.
God called Adam, when Adam was created, he was both male and female.
Pamene Adam anapangiwa nali na mbali ya chikazi na chimuna.
And God called him Adam.
Mulungu anamuitana Adam.
And here now Adam,
koma apa Adam,
is calling this woman,
aitana uyu mzimai,
who was sharing the same name with him.
Pamene anali na zina imozi na iye.
Because she was taken from him.
Chifukwa anachoka mwa iye.
And then he says,
apa akamba,
your name,
zina lako,
is Eve.
Ndiwe Eva.
Why?
Wa, nilichani?
Because you are the mother of all living.
Chifukwa ndiwe mai wazi ntuzonse zili na umoyo.
So the name Eve,
zina lochedwa Eve,
is not just something given to Eve so that she can be called. But it had something to do with her being. Amen.
Amen.
Because, you know, things
Amen.
Don't just happen in our life.
Amen.
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 You know, even when a mother gives birth, it's not just something in the flesh, natural. It affects her heart. It affects her mind. It affects her spirit. Just giving birth to a child. Can you see? Things don't just happen. They have a significance. And they have a chain reaction. So Adam calls his name, the name of his wife, Eve. Because she is the mother of all living. Amen.
Amen.
We are just wanting to know or maybe see what name is. Because, you know, sometimes we have, brought down the true meaning of a name. Like, you know, when we have our children, we give them names. Maybe because of some occasion that has happened in the family. We like that name. I want my child to be like John the disciple. So I say, my son is called
John.
My expectation is for him to be like John. Listen. So there's something that goes with a name. Amen.
Amen.
So here we are told that Eve was given that name.
Eva anapaswa ijazina
because she is the mother of all living.
Chivukwani amaya azinduzonse zina umoyo.
So the fellowship between Adam and Eve.
Chianjano pari Adam na Eve.
When Adam would call his wife Eve.
Akaitana mkazi wake Eva.
He knows what it means.
Aziva chameshitanta
uza. There's something that is even in the heart and soul of Adam.
Mulichina chamechiri mukati mwamtima wa Adam.
That goes with calling that name. Can you see that? It's not just a calling. Amen.
Amen.
I think it's the same with you married people. Well, your wife is called Mary. Is that right?
Yes.
She's not the only Mary, eh? There are many Marys. But when you yourself
are
calling your wife and say, Mary, it's not like you're calling his mother Mary there. There's something that goes with it. There's a feeling that goes with it. There's a life that goes with it. Because you are calling her. Though you are just calling a name. There's something to that name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now, let's go to the book of Revelation chapter
2.
Okay, let's go to verse 1. Let's see what it says. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Kwamungeri wakachisi Ephesus lemba. Izi zintu akamba wamene agwira. Niale ziseveni mmanja yaku right yate. Wamene ainda pakati pakindero.
Okay, you can go down to verse.
Munga inde pansi.
Verse 8.
Bandimea 8.
And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, These things say the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Verse 8.
Kumungeri wakachisi yasimana lemba, izizintu akamba oyamba ndiwo siriza, wamene anali okufa komalina umoyo.
In verse 12 it says, And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, This thing saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges.
Bandime ya 12 ikamba kuti, Kumungeri wakachisi ya Pergamos lemba, izizintu akamba iye wamene agwira rupenga lokutwa.
Okay, we just read those few scriptures.
But
if you read the whole chapter, the whole seven church ages,
mukaverenga mibado zonse za makachisi ali seven,
the message to each angel
utenga kumungeri aliyense
had an identity given to them
yanali na maonekedwa na pasuwa kuliveve
by Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, to Christ mwini wapasa.
He says, I'm the one holding the seven stars. The other place he says, I'm the one who has the seven spirits of God. To the other he says, I'm the one who has the sharp sword. To the other he says, I am the Son of God. You know, if we can just maybe break it down, that is his name. He is what he is to Ephesus. He identifies himself by that name to that particular age, because of the condition of the age and the message to that age. So he calls himself different descriptions of who he is. And that revelation has an impact on the messenger to deliver the message to that church age. Can you see that?
Amen.
So even God himself, when he is dealing with you, there must be that revelation of his name. That's why he says to Peter, who do people say I am? Until Peter said the right thing. Can you see that? Those who knew him as
Isaiah,
they never got any virtue from that. They never got anything because they were calling him the wrong name. They were looking up to him as the wrong person. So here Jesus Christ says he is what he is as he reveals himself to his church. Amen.
Amen.
So as we have seen, we were called. Amen.
Amen.
God did not just say, hey, come.
Mulunguzana ngo panga chongo chabe, hey, bwera.
He called us by a name.
Anakitana pazina.
Amen. You have a name.
Ulina zina.
But I don't see that name that you have is your name.
Sinikamba yo zina mulinayo ndiye zina.
Mwina mwake zintu zinavuta panyumba.
Maybe. Maybe at your place things were bad, terrible.
Mvura chakachimenecho sinangwe.
There were no rains, there was drought.
Mavuto kwambiri.
Then they call you Masuzio.
That was because of what was happening.
Nilingwe ya zamine zinashtika.
They give you your name. Your name is called Troubles.
They call you Mavuto.
Of course, that you know, we see that in the scripture.
Teach you on a marembo.
There was a man who was given a name.
Ngunari mundana pasiwazina.
Because when he was born,
chifukwa peyana badwa.
The mother suffered.
Amai waki wanavutika.
So he was given that name.
Anapasiwazina.
And that name means problem. Then he went to God and prayed and said, God bless me.
And amen, amen.
God blessed you. The problem was in the name. Actually, the problem was the name. That's why he prayed. Okay.
Amen.
All right. So, when God is dealing with us, he calls us, but we must be called by a name. Now, do you think, if your name is problem, if your name is problem, when God is calling you, do you think he'll call you problems?
Praise the Lord.
He must have a name for you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
So we go to Genesis chapter 17, verse
1. Praise the Lord.
And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Yes, Lord.
Can you see, even God himself is telling Abraham his name. God is telling Abraham, my name is El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
The Almighty God. Can you see that? Okay. Let's go to verse 17. Okay, let's read on verse 2. Okay, sorry. Let's read verse 2.
Tipitirize tiende pandime ya 2.
And I'll make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly.
Nizapanga chanjano changa ine na iwe nzakuchulusa mwapa mwamba.
And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying,
Abraham anasichefya pangope yake Mulungu anamkambisa.
As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations.
Ona kwa ine chiyanjano changa chilina iwe, uzangaya atate ama iko yambi.
Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee.
Zina lako si za chedwa Abraham, koma uza chedwa Abraham, chukonga la tatu wa maziko ya mbili.
Here is God,
Apa Mrungu,
changing the name of Abraham to Abraham.
Achisi nta zina Abraham to Abraham.
Could God not do what he wanted to do just because Abraham is called Abraham?
Mrungu ni chizanga chite chenzo funo chita chifuka cha Abraham, maita ni wat Abraham.
What is behind that? Why did he have to change his name? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We go to Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Let's read verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went.
Kupitira mchikulupiriro, Abraham, pamene anaitanidwa kuti aende kumalo, afuni kupokelea kungala mzinda, anamvera na kuenda kumzinda wamene sana zile.
Verse 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
Kupitira machikulupiro anaenda kumalo ya lonjezo kungala mlendo mkantri olomziko yamene anankala mumisamba na Isaac na Jacobo vantu wongala naye otenga lonjezo.
Amen. Now, because of the calling, because of the purpose of God with Abraham, he had to change his name from Abraham to Abraham. Amen. And then he could accomplish the purpose of his calling. Because this thing which is happening here is not something that started there. Before the foundation of the world, God desired
Abraham
to be the father of nations. But when Abraham was born, his father gave him the name Abram.
Abraham.
Then when now God wants to deal with him, he deals with him according to the right name.
Amen.
So he says you cannot continue being called Abraham. You must be called Abraham. And then I will bless you. And will make nations come out of you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we can see this, you know, throughout the scriptures. We come to even Jacob. When he came to that place, Peniel, that's where he wrestled with the angel. And then he overcame.
Anapambana.
And then God says, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but you shall be called Israel.
Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
He could not make it to the promised land if his name remained
Jacob.
There had to be a change of name for him to inherit what God had purpose for him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even Sarai.
Na Sarai.
Her name had to be changed also.
Na eve zina inasindidwa.
From Sarai to Sarah.
Kutoka Msarai kungana Sarah.
Amen.
Amen.
So that
kuti
she can bring forth
kuti angalete
what God desired.
Jamine Mulungu analifuna.
Now, we can go on and on, but what I want to try to bring to our mind is the significance of the name.
Ni lingu ya pamwamba ya zina.
Amen. Our calling. We have been called. How did God call us?
Anatitana bwanji mulungu.
Because all along,
we
have been called to different things. And again, we have been called by certain names. But God calls us by our name. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we come now to the calling now. God is now calling us.
Amen.
Amen. Now God wants to call us to him. How does he call us? Philippians chapter 3 verse 14.
Book ya Afilipo mutu wa 4:10.
Philippians chapter 3.
Ati mutu wa 3
verse 14.
Chapter 3, verse 14.
I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hebrews chapter 3, verse
1.
brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of all profession, Christ Jesus.
Mwaicho oyera alongo ndi abale amena tenga kumbali kwa zintu za mwamba zoitanidwa ku atumiki apostle na Kristu wansembe wamene anatishana.
To the Philippians, Paul is saying,
Paul akamba,
I press towards the high calling of God. And in Hebrews, he says, we are partakers of the heavenly calling. So our calling is heavenly. We are not being called here. We are being called from heaven for heaven. Can you see that? So, you know, for everything to be okay, it must be in the correct environment. For a fish to enjoy life, it must be in water. Can you see? For a worm to live, it must be in the earth. There must be a correct environment. So, actually, I don't care how much you are enjoying the environment you are in. You may be enjoying that environment, but it's not it's not the right environment for what must happen. Can you see?
Amen.
That's why sometimes you can take animals or birds into a cage and they won't produce. They're not in the right environment. The ark of
Noah
was very good for him. When the rains were pouring down, he wanted to be in that ark. He enjoyed life in that ark for more than a year. But there was no multiplication in the ark.
Amen.
Even the Bible said,
na Bible ikamba,
then God remembered
Noah
and brought him out of the ark to the right environment. Can you see that? When he was in that environment, then the scripture says he offered a sacrifice to God.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Even though the ark saved him, there was no worship in the ark.
Amen.
Amen.
He had to be in the correct environment. Amen.
Amen.
So now we have been called by a heavenly calling. That heavenly calling cannot be met by an earthly name. We have a name. But does God call us by that name? I don't mean that God cannot say, my servant Albert, go to such a place. You get my point? Albert is his earthly name. Yes, God can call that. Is that right?
Yeah.
But how do you know that he even said Albert? Did God say Albert? Do you know God can say John?
John.
And then in your ears he makes you to hear Peter. He can do that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you think when the donkey spoke to Balaam, it was speaking with the human voice?
Muganiza tinalukamba naliwe ya umuntu.
But Balaam heard what he was supposed to hear.
That's right.
So I just wanted to, you know, maybe elaborate on calling and name. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul says we have been called by a heavenly calling. Amen.
Amen.
This calling that has called us is not earthly. It's not for the purpose of the earthly things. It's for the heavenly things. And because it is heavenly, it must be also a heavenly calling with a heavenly language and a heavenly understanding and a heavenly revelation, a heavenly end. Amen.
Amen.
That is our calling. It's a heavenly calling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
When was this name given us? The book of Ephesians tells us before the foundation of the world we were predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. Amen.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, you know, when the disciples came back from their evangelical campaign, Jesus, they came to make their report. They say, oh, you know what? Sick people were being healed.
Oh,
we cast out devils, demons. Oh, it was such a great campaign. It was so successful. Now, what if it was just us doing it? Now, Lord, if you yourself go there now, what a big church will have. What number of followers will have. Then Jesus says, yay. Don't be happy because you've done all these things. Be happy because your names are written in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see now? As I was saying, there are some things that we can do earthly, but we are not for that. Amen. We have a calling, and that calling is heavenly. Amen.
Amen.
And because it is heavenly, it must have a heavenly name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's just go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. We have said that. Let's go to Revelation chapter 13.
Tiende kubuku ya chivumburuso ndime ya 13.
Give us verse 8.
Mutipase ndime ya 8.
In Revelation chapter 13.
Buku ya chivumburuso mutu wa 13.
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now you see, where does victory come from? It's not because of something going on earth. It's because of the names written in heaven. Don't be happy because something has just happened here on earth. But be happy because your names are written in heaven. Can you see that? So true joy is in your name.
Amen.
You may be happy today. Like everybody on earth here, many people, they are happy. Some are happy because they've got a house.
Are
happy because they've got a married life. Happy because they've got the money. They are happy. But Jesus Christ says that is not happiness. True happiness is your name being written in heaven. You may be going through all the troubles and problems of this earth. You may be having a sickly body. You may be poor. And you think you are not happy because of these things. But true happiness is that which is in heaven. And your name is in heaven. So if God gives you the revelation of your true name, then you will be happy.
Amen. Amen.
If God gives you the true revelation of your real name, you won't like the state you are in. That is what brings repentance. Is when
Amen.
You see your name.
Amen.
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 That is your name.
Yes,
not this one which everybody knows. Not doesn't the scripture say,
Nanga malembo si akamba,
he who overcomes, I'll give him a stone, and in that stone,
mukati mwa mwala,
not on the stone,
not pa mwamba,
in that stone,
mukati mwa mwala,
there will be a name.
Muzangala zina. Amen.
No one else will know. But he who has been given.
Praise the Lord.
We now kuza kuti.
Others they may be thinking.
Iwe sio kundiziwa ine.
You don't know me, you.
Jina langa liri konse.
My name is everywhere.
Ama ndiziwa.
Everyone knows me.
Pa YouTube.
On YouTube.
X.
Pa Facebook.
Zonse. Ine iwe. Uchokera kuti iwe osadziwa ine.
Where are you coming from? Who doesn't know me?
Everybody knows me. Yes, everybody knows you. But there's a name that
Amen.
Everybody doesn't know.
Yes, sir.
That is the name now.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen.
Not that one which you are, you know, you are very proud of.
Not you.
Until even on your passport you write that signature. You want to draw your money, you write that signature. Say, this is my name. No.
Aye.
You have a name.
Zina.
And that is the name.
Yes, Zina.
That will have an impact on your life. That is the name.
Yes, Zina.
That is a true meaning. Before God. Amen.
Amen.
As Jacob.
Monga Yakobo.
When he was at Laban's place. His wealth increased.
Anachuru kamza chuma.
As Jacob. His cattle increased. His sheep were bearing 3-3. As Jacob. But he could not enter the promised land in that name. He had to be called
Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
That was his name for inheritance.
Amen.
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 So you be happy because your name is written there. And when you see that name, you won't continue in this arrogant attitude you are in. Because that name will reveal to you who you are.
Ah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because that is the problem, you know. Paul says, though we were known of God before the foundation of the world, but we were born in this world, in this flesh, and we were subjected to the lust of the flesh, even as disobedient children, among whom we were dwelling. We are not disobedient children. We are not. We are obedient children. We are children of God. But we were put among disobedient children. That's why we did what we did. But when that name, true name is revealed to you, you will jump out of that. This is not where I belong. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Can you see that?
Amen.
Okay, for instance.
Okay, 10:20. Much sun.
It's bedtime. It's now time to go to sleep. And we are at a school. There are boys and girls. And we all know that boys have their own dormitory. And the girls have their own dormitory. But well, you know, it's good for you in Norway. You don't have power. Blackouts. But here, that's our life. So there's a power cut. Then everybody must go to the dormitory. Then somehow, one boy misses the door. And he gets into the women's dormitory. And then all of a sudden, power comes back. There is light. And he looks around. There are girls all over. Would he say, no problem? I'll just go to sleep. Will you do that? You run as fast as he can to the door. Because now he sees a moon. That's what it is when you realize your true name. You run away from all those things. Because you are in the wrong place.
Amen. Amen.
Because your calling is heavenly. And that revelation comes on you. I'm being called from above. I'm not for here.
Not no.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But we want to thank God this morning. Not disregarding the good names our parents gave us. I'm not saying that they did bad, but I'm just telling you what your heavenly parent has called you.
Amen.
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 Paul says in the book of Ephesians, you should remember, you Gentiles. Some time back, you were called the uncircumcised. You were aliens to the commonwealth of Israel. You were not in the covenant. You were without God and without hope. But God, who is rich in mercy, has brought you to your rightful place. Now you are no longer Gentiles. For Paul says, when we are now in Christ, there's no male nor female. There's no Greek, there's no Jew. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because we have been brought to our true identity. Amen.
Amen.
In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 6,
Amen.
Chapter 6 of the first book of Corinthians.
Corinto 1, chapter 6.
We just want to read this from verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Imwe simuziwa kuti antu osayera silazangena ufumu wa Mulungu. Musazinane na wadawati werewere, wosambira wazigororo, wosikweza na kunzunza anzao na muntu.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Nor wakawalara wokumbuya anzao achakorwa,
and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Vena munali choncho koma mwasukidwa, mwayeresedwa, mwarunga mikidwa muzina na Yesu Kristu pitila muzimu wa Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Even that which brought us out of all that mess is a name.
Amen.
Is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Can you
see that? It has to be a name. The redemptive name of God. For your salvation. That's why you must be baptized in that name. You get my point? We know there's the great Jehovah God. We know there's the great eternal God. But you cannot get salvation if you are baptized in the name of the great eternal God. But in the name of Jesus Christ, that's the name that was given us for our redemption. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when we were born, we were given names. Paul was calling some of the names here. Idolater, adulterer, thief, drunkard. Those are all names given.
Amen.
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 But one day, you heard your name.
Amen.
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 And that name
Iozina
was called
Inaita Nidwa
by another name.
Kupitira mzina ina.
Can you see that?
Amen.
We did not get our redemption from the multitudes of angels. But we got our salvation through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he called us by our name. Let's go to chapter 1 of the same book. Chapter 1.
First Corinthians chapter 1.
Just read verse 2. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
Kuri awo osukidwa mwa Kristu Yesu oitanidwa oyera mopitira mumalo yonse yoitanidwa muzina la Yesu Kristu ambuye vaja na awo.
Amen. Can you see that?
Machuona.
The scripture clearly tells us
malembo yatuuza
ifeo tinaitanidwa
as we are caught.
You get the point?
My blessed sir.
Chifukwa change tinaitanidwa
because of what we were called.
Tinaitanidwa kuti tikhale woyera.
We were called to become holy
saints. Can you see that? That is the purpose of our calling.
Amen.
Amen. And when we were called, we were called in the name of Jesus Christ. Because it is Jesus Christ who shed his blood. You get it? That blood sanctified us.
Yaja magazi anatisuka.
And that blood came in the name.
Magazi anabwela muzina.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we were called.
Tinaita nidwa.
Out of all these names that we were given.
Bamazina yonze tinapasidwa.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what Joshua told the people of Israel when they crossed over.
Ndiyeta mene Joshua na uzawana wa Israel kwa mene wana uroka.
He says, hear the word of the Lord.
Mberani mawe ambuye.
Thus says the Lord.
Akamba ambuye.
Your fathers.
Atatewanu.
Were beyond the river. That is Abraham.
Abraham.
Terah. Even now.
Now.
They were there. Worshipping other gods. Pursuing their own superstitions there. But I called your father Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. And gave him this land. They were there. Then God called him. As
Abraham.
He was worshipping other gods. As
Abraham.
He was having all his superstitions there. But when he was brought to God. And given his true name. Then he had faith. Where there is no hope. He had faith. Until God called him. Righteous by his right name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we want to thank God. We have been called names. Some of us, you know, we had our names, you know. Like, you know, they used to call it prostitute. Eh? But now they've got a better name for it. Weka.
One sheet.
I don't want to say the first word because
it's
but they are now called workers. With special rights, privileges, hospitals, and everything for them. That's the problem with these names, you know, we have here. But we want to thank God. He has given us a name. And He has called us by that name. It is such influence upon us. It controls our thinking. It controls our vision. It controls our being. It controls our dressing. It controls our language. That is the name. And at the end, it will be in a white stone. And no one will know it. But him who has been given it. Oh, what a name.
We
want to thank God. He has privileged us to get the revelation of our true name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May God bless you.
Thank you.